We don't march and protest because we like to march and protest.
All we want to do is be free.
Sean King.
Yeah. Normally, Sean King is at our 103.9 studios in New York, but he and the family are coming off a vacation, and he's live from Montego Bay, Jamaica. Sean King.
Good morning. To talk to you. Yeah, happy New Year, everybody. You know, a man who was widely accepted to be a pretty terrible human being is scheduled to become our next president in 17 days. I won't make another rundown of all the awful things he has said and done. I've done that a dozen times. Pretty much every reputable news outlet in the country has covered Trump's lies, deceit, his failed commitments, his unethical business dealings, and his personal admissions on mistreating and sexually assaulting women. We knew he was a bad man before he was elected. Since he's been elected, his character continues to fail us as a nation. He continues to pour profuse praise on Vladimir Putin. He repeatedly tweets vindictive messages to his quote-unquote enemies, like he is a villain in a Marvel movie, in ways that we've never seen before from an elected president. He attacks individual journalists, union leaders, actors, comedy shows, and even Broadway musicals. He openly takes credit for business deals and jobs that have been won that he had nothing to do with. Yesterday, he complained about a photo that CNN used of him. He recklessly rambles on about nuclear weapons and arms races like it's all a big game, but it isn't. It's all very real. Donald Trump will occupy the Oval Office. He will have the nuclear codes. The FBI, the CIA, and all of our military might will soon be at his command. With Steve Bannon, who is one of the most offensive, sexist, bigoted, ill-tempered hotheads in the country by Trump's side as his chief strategist, we are about to enter into a dangerous and troubling new era of American history. I believe you feel it. And I believe you see it coming. And the only way what's about to happen is going to be any different or anything different at all is if Donald Trump, if his very nature shapeshifts into something altogether different. His core values, his essence, the very fabric of his humanity would have to morph and transform in a miraculous manner for us to avoid anything other than calamity. Yet as I look out over the country, our visible, tangible opposition to Donald Trump simply does not have the unified fierceness that he deserves. Maybe we are exhausted or overwhelmed or bewildered that we don't quite know what to do, but that's a luxury we cannot afford. Maybe we're waiting for the Democratic Party to rise up and oppose him for us, but that's simply not going to happen. The Democratic Party right now is in shambles itself. Bill and Hillary Clinton are not going to be opposition leaders. As she takes long walks in the forest and as Bill calls Donald to wish him well, I think we've seen clues of what they will be to a Trump administration. Vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine has all but faded into the abyss. Will Barack and Michelle Obama, who opposed Trump so masterfully during the final weeks of the election and seemed to be speaking from the heart while doing so, will they break tradition and vocally oppose his presidency? Or will they operate like most other former first families and simply give Trump the space to be himself? Whatever the case, if what we see right now is a sign of the opposition we'll be offering to Donald Trump, it's not enough. Mm-mm. We must wake up out of our Trump-induced stupor and fill the streets, not by the dozens or hundreds, but by the thousands and millions. If we honestly oppose this man, like we say we do on Twitter, we must do more than tweet about him. He's about to do much more than tweet. He is about to sign executive orders and back legislation, which will be far more problematic than his social media shenanigans. If all we have are retweets and Facebook likes, we are about to lose in spectacular fashion. I'll close with this thought. South Korea should be our role model. Last year, for months on end, in fierce opposition to corruption with their president, millions and millions of people filled the streets in protest. At first, what it would accomplish was not quite clear, But the people knew that corruption always necessitates opposition. And as the opposition grew and grew and grew, it gripped the nation. It eventually broke the back of that administration, causing the ouster of their president. Trump deserves this type of opposition. It won't come from the establishment, but it will come from the will and the energy of the people. If Donald Trump is going to be opposed, it's going to come from us, and it must start right now. Take care, everybody.